Hello and welcome to Dealcast, the voice of Merger Market, the world's leading publication about mergers and acquisitions. I'm Juliana Needham, a journalist who's been covering M&A for a decade. For this episode, we're heading to Sao Paulo ahead of a 1st of August date for when the US is set to introduce 50% tariffs on Brazilian goods. To find out more about the impact on the economy, corporate activity and M&A, and to find out if there are any upsides, I'm joined by Merger Market's Latin America editor, Thiago Barroso. Hi, Thiago. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Juliana. It's a pleasure to be here and talk to you about a topic that's making a very big buzz here in Brazil.
I'm sure it is. So could you start off by giving us an overview? We're recording this on the 22nd of July. Obviously, things could change in the coming days or the next week. But where do things stand at the moment? And maybe give us a bit of the political context here as well.
Sure. And it's very interesting that you use the word political context, right? Because what really sticks out when it comes to the 50% tariffs that Trump announced on Brazil is that it has a political element associated with that, right? From an economic standpoint, when you look at data, the US had a trade surplus with Brazil of $7.4 billion in 2024. Which represents a 31.9% increase in comparison with 2023. So it wouldn't make sense to impose tariffs on a partner with whom you have a surplus, right? But there is this political element, actually two political elements associated with Trump's tariffs. The first one is Trump's defense of former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who is being judged for trying to push forward a coup d'etat. And the second element has to do with Trump's criticism towards Brazil's Supreme Court, which passed a ruling expanding the legal liability of U.S. social media companies for content posted on their platforms. So, as one of our sources said, it has created a sort of Frankenstein, right? And it's exactly that mix of political issues and big techs with the technical trade matters that make it really, really hard for the Brazilian government to navigate these troubled waters. So, it's a very tough situation.
And what about the impact on corporate activity? What are you hearing from your sources?
The first impact is uncertainty, right? And this uncertainty is likely to lead to a depreciation of the Brazilian real against the US dollars, which would increase production costs as companies would pay more for important inputs. And that, from a M&A perspective, would put much more pressure on valuations. So that's why we have been seeing investors and entrepreneurs becoming much more cautious when it comes to striking up new deals.
And do you have any examples of deals that have been delayed or that might be delayed because of the tariffs that are expected on the 1st of August?
Yes, I do have examples. I actually have two to share with you. A Brazilian sponsor has paused advance of the talks to acquire a domestic agribusiness. That's something that we heard from an M&A advisor who works at a very big investment bank here in Brazil. So the parties were expecting to close the transaction in the coming weeks. But now it's unclear when and if they will resume the talks. And why? What's the reason behind it? In the agribusiness space, one of Brazil's darlings, meat and coffee producers are likely to be hit hard as the US is the second largest buyer of Brazilian beef. And when it comes to coffee, 30% of Brazilian coffee exports go to the US. So these are two subsectors within the agribusiness space that are very likely to be hit by the tariffs. And the second example that I want to share with you is that it has been affecting also early stage fundraising efforts, right? So a second M&A advisor told us that a following Trump's letter, financial advisor asked him to put talks on holds for a potential deal involving a Brazilian logistics company, right? And what's the reason behind it, once again, right? So, in face of the tariffs, many exporters will have to either accept lower margins, reduce prices, or stop exporting to the US, right? They have these three alternatives. But breaching ex-party contracts could generate additional problems for suppliers and other players along the supply chain. So logistics companies that are heavily dependent on freight traffic to the US, for instance, they would definitely face a drastic drop in demand. So that financial advisor looked at that logistics company and said, hey, you know what? Let me put a pause on that.
Okay, so you've mentioned there agribusinesses, logistics businesses. What are the other sectors that are likely to be hit by these tariffs if they are introduced on the 1st of August?
Sure. So besides agricultural, we should also think about industrial and consumer good exports, right? But there is also the aerospace industry. Brazilian jet maker Embraer, for example, it might find really, really hard to compete with Airbus and Boeing if the 50% tariffs get into place. And that, because that would put future contracts at risk. Just to give an idea, Embraer shares on the Brazilian stock exchange fell by as much as 80% before pairing some losses and reaching a drop of 3.7% one day after the announcement. But I think that's very emblematic of the impacts that one sector, aerospace, and one single company, Embraer, are already feeling because of the tariffs announcement.
Yeah, and it's interesting because here in Europe, it's been a reversal of that picture. We've got the NATO countries pledging to spend 5% of GDP on defence. So it's actually been great news here for the defence sector in Europe and further beyond. Could you talk through whether there are any signs of a breakthrough? Obviously, there's lots of moving parts, and the Brazilian finance minister, Fernando Haddad, has said that talks would continue or negotiations would continue with the US. But yeah, any likelihood of a breakthrough?
Not yet. But what sources have been saying is that because Trump has that on and off type, that some of the advisors are somehow skeptical about the implementation of the tariffs. And one of them even asked us, oh, so why would someone eventually stop a cross-border M&A deal if Trump eventually, you know, feel the pressure from, let's suppose, big U.S. Business owners who need Brazilian steel, right? Lots of the Brazilian steel goes to the U.S. So Trump will definitely hear these people complaining about the tariffs and eventually might reassess his decision on implementing those tariffs, right? So why should people get too concerned about it? But that's just like, as I said, one of the advisors that shared his opinion on that. But when we think about breakthrough, that could encourage Brazil's relationship, not only Brazil, but Mercosur as a whole. Mercosur is a trade bloc comprised by Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Paraguay, and Uruguay, right? So that could lead to an approximation of Mercosur and Europe. They could get together and eventually develop and further advance their partnerships. To give you some numbers to help you put that into perspective, Brazil is already looking at other exports markets, obviously, right? And the 2024 trade agreement between Mercosur and the European Union represents a market of 800 million consumers, right? So we know that nobody can break into a new market all of a sudden, that we know that it's a process, but it could ultimately lead Brazil to further advance its relationship with the key partners, not only Mercosur, European countries, but also China.
So there are potential opportunities that could come out of this, but what is the potential damage? You mentioned earlier on about the depreciation of the currency. If these tariffs are introduced, will it be extremely damaging or even catastrophic for the Brazilian economy?
Some economists say that it could have an impact of 0.3% on Brazil's gross domestic product, right? I'm really curious to know what would be the impact on Americans as well, because they would pay much more for their Starbucks coffee, right? So, to be honest, what's unanimous among all the advisors is that it seems to be a solution in which we cannot find any winner. Right. So that's the overall feeling, the overall sentiment that we find when we talk to sources.
And so if the tariffs are imposed, then will Brazil be looking for other export markets?
Oh, yeah. We talked about Mercosur and European Union, right? So the European Union, for instance, they need a lot of energy and commodities, right? Which Brazil can export. While the South American country needs European innovation, technology, machinery, and so on. So there are those opportunities that can definitely be explored, right? When we look at data, China is Brazil's biggest trading partner by far, right? So last year, Brazil's trade flow with China reached $158 billion, right? In the same period, Brazil's trade flow with the U.S., which is the country's second largest trading partner, amounted to $81 billion. But when we gather European countries under European Union umbrella, that trade flow between Brazil and European Union bloc reached $95.5 billion. So it's bigger than the trade flow related to Brazil exports to the U.S. So yes, there are opportunities there. Companies, investors, they will make adjustments to explore them, but it may be a sign of encouragement for them not to, you know, delay that advancement in their relationships.
Tiago, good to talk to you. Thanks very much. That was Merger Markets Latin America editor, Tiago Barozzo. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dealcast from Merger Market. I'm Juliana Needham. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please follow it. And if you're on an app that supports it, please give us a rating and review. To find out more about what we've been talking about on this episode, have a look at our show notes. Join us again next week.